Six in 10 Americans disapprove of President Trump. Correspondent Caitlin Collins reports White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders and others in the West Wing are focused on a whodunit.
As Trump continues to fume over the publication of an anonymous op-ed claiming there's a resistance inside his administration, the search for the author continues. Though Sanders said today lie detector tests aren't on the table, sources say Trump hasn't ruled them out, and his own vice president volunteered to take one.
More charges may be filed against the white Dallas police officer who shot a black man in his apartment after mistaking his residence for hers. Correspondent Clayton Neville reports Officer Amber Geiger is now charged with manslaughter.
The Dallas County District Attorney says questions have yet to be answered in the shooting death of 26-year-old Botham Jean, a native of St. Lucia. She says the case will be presented to a grand jury after her office fully investigates the shooting, and all options will be on the table for indictments, including murder. Meanwhile, Jean's family mourns his death. The Prime Minister of St. Lucia in Dallas today, greeting family members and meeting with city leaders about the tragic shooting.
On Wall Street, the Dow fell 59 points, the NASDAQ up 22. I'm Ann Cates.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising. Pentus & Mullins is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention! If you or a loved one had an IVC filter implanted in your body to prevent blood clots to your heart or lungs, you may be entitled to financial compensation. The FDA has issued an advisory that these IVC filters may break, puncturing veins or organs, causing serious injuries, including heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, even death. Even if you have not experienced any injury at this time, the IVC filters are considered a ticking time bomb by many. Call now for a free legal consultation at 800-489-6575. There are no fees unless you get a settlement. Since 2005, there have been thousands of injuries associated with IVC filters. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-489-6575 now to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply. Call 800-489-6575. That's 800-489-6575. Again, 800-489-6575.
Pluto is now classified as a dwarf planet, but that could change.
In 2006, the International Astronomical Union updated its rules as to what is and isn't a planet. The IAU said Pluto didn't meet one requirement. It was too small to knock space rocks out of its path while orbiting the sun. But now the scientific journal Icarus says that's a bad move because the rationale used isn't valid. It argues the definition of a planet is based on how it is formed, and its gravity makes it a spherical shape, something Pluto has. This could mean a change back to saying we live in a nine-planet solar system. But that's still, yeah, up in the air. I'm Pat Piper.
The ratings for the Miss America pageant have fallen to a new low. This year's viewership dropped by 23%, the lowest for the pageant since it returned to TV in 2011 from cable. I'm Ann Cates.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. With one call to WAL, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Call 800-727-0433. That's 800-727-0433.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll expect a few thunderstorms tonight. Low temperatures will be in the lower 70s at daybreak. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. And the outlook for Wednesday, a few afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5.
Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in. Well, I'm trucking on tail.
Kevin Remicle along with Tom Claxton. If we can get all the microphones turned on, I think we'll be all right for tonight.
Oh, yeah. It is radio. Sure.
We're semi-prepared. Yes. It's all right. But we are here again. I know we took a week off. Hope everybody had a good, great Labor Day. But show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet and also Alabama Pipe and Supply, Atmore Dragway, SMR Automotive, and Ed's Seafood Shed.
Fabulous Seafood Shed.
If you have any questions, give us a call, 343-0106. But, we're also on podcast if you want to listen to the show on computer. Go to fmtalk106.5.com, and we're going to find out a little more information on how to get you exactly there. But I know it's in there on their under their podcast stuff, and you can listen to the show when you want to. But, we had a
call your friends or your cousin-in-law or your outlaw cousin or something.
Anywhere around the world.
Anywhere, anytime.
Yep.
But like I say, I hope everybody had a great Labor Day. Of course, we had a little bit of weather come in right behind it.
Ooh, we sure did, man. I was scared there for a while.
Of course, they're lining up there out there right now, but hopefully none of that's coming to us. But
We certainly hope not.
Yeah. With, of course, North Carolina and Virginia don't really need it either because they're already flooding up there before they even get any storm problems. But, it is what it is. You got some time to get prepared, and now's the time to do it. But, I was bored the other day before we had a little storm. I didn't really think much was coming of it. So I drug generators out and cranked them and run them. Did all the above,
gassed everything up. One got extra gas, in case.
I didn't buy much extra gas, but I needed it for the lawnmower anyway, so I went ahead and bought some gas, and I didn't fill generators up, but I did put enough in there to crank them and run them for a little while.
There you go.
Get some temperature in them. It's been a little while since I got out there and done that, so it was time just to make sure everything's up.
Talking about that, how often do you change your oil in your generators? Is that something
I would usually, if I was using my generator all the time, if I cranked it up and we had a week's worth of having to run the generator.
Right.
Every couple of days when I shut it down to change, to put gas in it, about every 2 days I'd go ahead and change oil in it just to be.
Is it that important?
It's probably not that big a deal, but it's hot. It's running the whole time.
Well, yeah, air cool motor.
And oil's cheap.
Okay, here you go again. Now I know you're not going to like this question, but do you run synthetic oil in your stationary units like that?
No, I run regular oil.
Regular oil.
Yeah, regular.
You run like a 10W30, or do you run a straight weight?
Well, it's so hard to find a straight weight anymore. I usually run a 10/30 my stuff, and it does fine.
What would happen if you ran synthetic?
It probably wouldn't hurt a thing. I mean, I don't know why. It's really not. Not necessary.
Not necessary.
The oil we have nowadays is so much better than what it used to be.
It's probably 100% better than it was, say, 15 years ago even.
Yeah. I mean, all of our oils are way better than they were, it does – we get a lot less buildup than what we used to, but there again, it never hurts to change it.
Yeah. Well, they've got so many cleaning agents and additives in it now and to get it to the stage of the oil refinery process that it is, it doesn't have all that funky stuff in it like it did back years ago.
Right.
Where it would accumulate on your motor. Where if you run a motor a little bit hot, then the oil broke down.
Yep.
And it just stuck to everything.
Right. Well, and that's something else that they've done with our oil life monitor systems. If you actually run your motor hot and it gets into the hot range, it takes that into account, and it will actually tell you to change your oil.
Ooh, okay.
It'll go ahead and do it. Or if you're getting it excessively, not overheated, but excessively hot on a regular basis, it's going to shorten that life period as well.
Right.
So, it's is something that you know, the computers are pretty smart, you know, so they try and help you take care of your vehicle, you know, because no one ever checks, you know, opens the hood and checks oil and all that kind of stuff anymore. We see it quite regular, you know. Even, you know, we have people a lot of times think, you know, well, my car is using oil. Well, you know, at towards the end of their oil cycle, you know, that maybe they've had to put 2 quarts of oil in it because an oil light came on.
Okay.
Well, you know, an acceptable usage is 1 quart every 2,000 miles. If you change oil every 7,500 miles, like a lot of, you know, manufacturers want you to do, 2 quarts is still within.
You might have to put 2 or maybe even 3 in there.
Right, 3.5 quarts is actually acceptable.
It would be, that would be the percentage factor that they accept.
Right.
That's unbelievable.
And there's cars, well, you know, BMW is one of them that, you know, every 15,000 is what they recommend.
How do you feel about the, what is it, built, what do they call it, stuff? Built right? Built, what's the chemicals that you put in the gas to keep it from messing up your fuel system?
Stable. That's really good stuff for, you know, for generators that, or cars that are going to sit around for a while and not be used a lot. It does help keep the gas from gumming up and causing issues with carburetors and that kind of stuff. You know, of course, the best thing for it is just to run them.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Even with Stabil, the fuel is still breaking down. It's just not doing it as fast.
Right. I talked to a guy that runs a tune-up shop, and that's what he does. And he actually works for a shop that builds all of the little small motors on all his, you know, landscaping and gardening and stuff and all. And he said, you don't have to do that. You don't have to put that Stabil in there. But he said, you got to crank it up every 2 or 3 weeks or at least once a month and run it for 4 or 5 minutes and let it circulate that fuel and all that's in there and let it flush out whatever may be trying to accumulate on any of the aluminum components that are inside the little old motors.
And it burns out moisture. It does.
Right.
It's
gets just, all the
it's
above.
Just the best thing for it. You know, it really is.
Well, how many people realize that gas being, you know, if you've ever touched it, you know it's cold.
Right. Know? Right.
But people don't realize that if it's 80 or 90 degrees outside and you got cold gas in that tank, condensation is going to get there.
Right.
It's like it's like a glass of tea or Coke or whatever. Mm-hmm. And when you pour that, you know, that product in there, then you get the moisture on the outside of the glass. Right. Well, in there you get it on the inside of the tank.
Right. It can get moisture build up in a hurry, you know, and it's just, you know, the ethanol that we have in the fuel now actually attracts the moisture. So
it does.
And once it separates, it doesn't go back.
It doesn't want to go back, no.
You know, you can't get it to join back together and go on and burn through. You just have a glob of water in there, and a lot of vehicles just won't let it go through.
Yep, some of it actually corrodes the stuff pretty bad if it sits up for any time. If you got stuff that's sitting up for 4, 5, 6 months or so,
right,
and that occurs, then you're going to have a rust spot somewhere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But let's see, I guess we need to talk about our sponsors a little bit today.
Let's talk about
Atmore Dragway. They let's see, they had their Flipper versus Creeper grudge match yesterday, and this coming week they have a race packed weekend. On the 14th they have Open Test and Tune, the Gambler's Race. They'll have overnight parking for people that want to stay, and the track is open at 4, hot track at 6 p.m. Then on Sunday, Friday night, and then Saturday they have the Smoke and Thunder, Jet Power Dragsters, SNRA Nitrous Pro Mods, the 430 and 470 Southern Outlaws, NHRA ET Bracket Racing. The track opens at noon, time trials at 2. Shakedown passes from 4, 6, and 8. So it's and then Sunday they have their regular cash grudge cash Sundays.
Did you talk about the Jets?
Yep, they got Jet Dragsters.
Well, they're going to practice Friday night?
Yeah, they have their Gambler's Race Friday night and Open Test and Tune. And everybody, if you want to park your motorhome, whatever, trailers and stuff, then you can do that and be ready for Saturday. And then they have their grudge cash Sunday for the rest of the month on the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. So it's they got to listen. If you want to go watch some racing this weekend, is the time to go.
And they've got all the fast ones, you know, all that, all that real fast stuff up there. Plus the Jets, they're going to have some.
Well, the pro mods are always fun. Yeah, they.
Well, what do they run? 3 seconds?
Four-ish, somewhere in that general area. And then the jet dragsters are always good. Always good show.
Yeah.
But sounds like we come to the end of the segment. We're going to let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
Broke down on the side of the road. Damn brakes locked up in the rain. Smoke's pouring out from under my hood. I'm stuck on the highway again. I'm too young to quit. I'm too old to change. Baby, what am I going to do? We got the chop top slam down. 49 Mercury Blue.
Hi, I am the car doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, here to talk to you about my friends at SMR Automotive. The owner of SMR Automotive, Jimmy Romanoskis, has been a personal friend of mine for over 35 years. Jimmy has been serving the Gulf Coast for close to 20 years from 623 Holcomb Avenue in Midtown Mobile. SMR Automotive is a full-service repair facility that specializes in late-model electrical and drivability diagnosis. He has the latest equipment and information to correctly diagnose your car the first time. So if you're having problems with your vehicle or just need scheduled maintenance, please call Jimmy at 251-476-6977 or drop by and see him at 623 Holcomb Avenue in Midtown Mobile. That's SMR Automotive, 251-476-6977, and tell them the car doctor sent you.
If you're looking for piping, two locally owned and operated companies have all the answers: Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast. APS provides construction, landscaping, civil engineering, and sewer system piping, and they pride themselves on providing prompt service and on-time delivery. Their customer service is second to none. APS also specializes in erosion control, soil and water separation, and slope and channeling control products in a variety of materials designed to fit your specific applications. Universal Precast specializes in storm boxes and industrial storm drains and covers. No job is too large or too small. Call David Jones and the professionals at Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast for all your piping needs. Located at 5721 Highway 90 West, Mobile. Call 653-1399. That's 653-1399. Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to...
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle. I'm Tom Claxton. Have any questions, give us a call or send us a text to 343-0106. Talking about some of our sponsors, UJ Chevrolet, where I happen to be the shop foreman out there.
Awesome place. You guys got the 19s coming in out there.
19s.
Are you already shuffling them out, too?
Yep, 19s are starting to roll in. We got our first two 19 trucks, and I think we sold the second one today. So,
oh, my goodness. It didn't land good, did it?
Was that the Silverado?
Yep.
Did they have time to wash it?
Oh, yeah. Barely the first time. So, yeah. They're a neat looking truck. It's
there you go.
It's definitely different from the 18 and back. So we need to get out there next time we get one in, or come on out. I know they got some pictures on their website of them. It's a neat looking truck.
Yeah, 2019, fine trucks, yep. And automobiles.
Yeah, automobiles. We got some of our cars and stuff already coming out, but we do have a caller online. Caller, you with us?
Yes, you do have a caller. This is Panini Pete calling.
Oh, I thought I recognized that voice.
I was the
mess lord.
With an international accent or something.
Oh, you go. Yeah.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing great.
We're doing fine, home folks. Listen, you got all this stuff going on over at that fabulous Ed Seafood Shed. Give us a little bit of insight. I see that you've got a lot of remodeling and updating, and things have changed. Got a few little additions to the menu, and it's just awesome. I'm here, Nick, talking about different things that you're going to do on different nights. What's happening, man?
I can't even keep up with them. Man, we're having so much fun over there. You know, Mullet Monday, of course, we're doing now. We're doing a great fried mullet basket, platters and apps, and doing some smoked mullet dips. And Tuesday, we're doing fish taco Tuesdays.
Ooh.
And doing fish taco specials for lunch and dinner. And, you know, Wednesdays, we're doing a support the fort day, which is really cool.
What is that?
We're in Spanish Fort. That's where located.
Okay.
So we're doing a fundraiser on Wednesday. Wednesday evening, we're donating a percentage of sales to the middle school this week, and we're going to do the high school and the other schools over there in Spanish Fort.
That
is
great. Dang awesome. That is
neat. Heck yeah.
You know, that is awesome.
Fort. And we got a throwback Thursday. We got Lynn Wise, my buddy, who's going to be doing kind of live music, singing oldies and Elvis and fun stuff. And
kind of music.
He brings in a fun crowd. Yeah, exactly. Good for us old guys.
Yeah, watch it, old guy stuff.
We all be throwbacks.
Yeah, I've been throwback so many times, they don't even want to come get me anymore.
He's a throwback from way back.
There you go.
Come on down. We're having a lot of fun, and the food's great. The crew's great. We're having a good time. We got some new retail in. Check it out. Facility's looking awesome. The gators are swimming around out back.
You know,
beautiful view. Beautiful view.
That is you and Nick and what's it, Luke, your manager?
Yeah.
He's y'all have done an unbelievable job with the facility. I know I've been over there on several occasions, and we were actually trying to put together and work out the technical aspects of it, being able to come over there maybe once a month and do the Scuttlebutt Network Veterans Show over there.
Absolutely, man. You know, we love supporting the Scuttlebutt and all things you guys do over there at 106, and, you know, we need to get that going.
Yep.
You know, and it's now's never a better time to do great things for our veterans. And, you know, we got 9/11 anniversary of that coming tomorrow, and just, you know, it's a big deal. We got to take care of you guys.
Yeah.
Well, you better.
And Tom doesn't want to come over there for the food at all, I promise you.
No,
the remote from there. It has nothing
to do with food. No. Uh-uh.
I got to watch him. He goes around to the other tables and, you know, introduces himself. And, you know, he'll grab a hush puppy or two.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's very friendly in the dining room.
Yeah.
I can what we call that. A grazer.
Yeah. You talking about me, I guess? Hey, look, I got friends in high places and some low places.
That's right, that's what I hear.
Yeah, I
drop your name often when I'm in low place.
Oh, well, if you drop it when you're in low places, you're gonna be all right, baby.
All my dear friends are there.
But it's really neat. We're trying to work out a few things there with on the veteran side of it, and a lot of people don't realize that you and Nick and Luke and that management team over there, y'all also work with the veterans and the first responders to such an extent that you actually, you know, give them a discount on the food.
Yeah, we do 15% 24/7, any of the, you know, law enforcement, first responders and veterans you know, active military. And just so please, you know, let us know if you're in there. And, you know, we appreciate all you've done. You know, my father was in the Marine Corps. Hoorah, right?
Hoorah.
Yeah. And, you know, my father-in-law, Army, and I had an uncle and Tom.
Hey,
I do with the mess lords, we just love you guys.
Well, it took all those branches, Pete. I mean, one branch of the service didn't do all of it, but everybody had their piece of the action.
Yeah, it's not what my dad said.
Oh, well, you know, some of us jarheads are just pure damn hard-headed. What can I say?
Nobody I know.
No. Nobody that me and you know.
Hey, Pete, is there anything new or upcoming with the Mess Lords program that you're doing?
Yeah, you know, we had a really, really good tour earlier this year. We had several guys. I don't have anything on the books right now, and if I did, I could tell you, but I don't. Periodically, we do usually, you know, we'll hit Southwest Asia later in the year where we'll do Djibouti and Bahrain. And, you know, the guys have been doing really good. They're chomping at the bit. We had some real successful tours this year in Gitmo and through Europe. We actually did Singapore, South Korea this year. You know, we do bases all over. I think we're somewhere at probably close to 250,000 meals that we've served over the last 9-10 years. And
that's in the mess hall. That's in the mess halls.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Mess halls and, you know, in the galleys on some ships.
Do you have to bring all the food with you?
No, we work with what they do. You know, it's all got to be approved suppliers. You know, we can't roll on there with food and end up, you know, poisoning the shit for something.
Oh, well, yeah.
You got to have a secure food chain. So we work with what they have there and just show them some new twists on what they do.
Well, and Pete, for the benefit of the people that are listening, you may not know what the Mess Lords are. Would you give us a brief synopsis of that?
I'll try. I'm not good at brief, but
all right. Well, as brief as you could be.
Kitchen. It's myself and some other chefs. Guy Fieri helped kind of start it, and we ran with it. So originally, it was myself, Stretch from Grinders, Hodad from Mike Harden from Hodad's, and Gorilla from Gorilla Barbecue, and we'd all been featured on the Food Network, and Navy Entertainment brings us out to boost morale. But instead of performing and doing a show, we get in the galleys and sling hash, and we really boost morale, get music going, have fun, cut up, do some signature dishes, you know, great cheeseburgers, great fish tacos, beignets, paninis, barbecue, pizza, and give these young men and women something, you know, a taste of home. We call it our Forkful of Freedom Tour, and we're just trying to fuel freedom one forkful at a time.
There you go. There you go. Well, that's the reason y'all call the Mess Lords.
Yes, we're lords of the mess hall.
Well, I'll tell you what, if the people that haven't had a chance to visit over at your other place over there at Sunset Point, if they can go back in there and see your room, what do they call that?
Yeah, that's pretty special, the Crow's Nest over
Crow's
there.
Crow's Nest.
Room.
And you see all of those places where you guys have been and all the awards that you've won. It's really neat to have people like you working with us on our shows and being part of the Mobile climate and the Baldwin County climate.
Yeah, I tell you, and we're just getting started here locally. And my buddy Robert Kavikoff and I, we started a foundation last year, and we're raising money for military veterans and special folks with special needs, as well as some no-kill animal shelters. And, you know, it's great to put back into the local community for people that need it.
Well, you've done an awesome job. I know you've helped us with the Marine Corps League on buying a wheelchair for one of our disabled vets that lost his during some high water, and we certainly appreciate that.
No problem, man. I was so glad to be in a position to do it, and I've been blessed, and this area's been good to me, and, you know, I'm going to just keep returning the favor as much as I can.
There you go, big guy. Well, we appreciate you calling in, and one of the big owners of Ed's Fabulous Seafood Shed. Fantabulous.
Get some good southern seafood with soul, baby.
If it ain't fried, it ain't good.
All right, man.
All right.
Great
thank you, Pete.
With you guys. Appreciate all y'all do.
Thank you,
all
sir. Right. Have a blessed one.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. Right.
Thank you, Pete. But, yeah, I'll tell you what, that's a great deal where, anything you can do to remind the guys out there fighting for us at home and bring a little bit of that to them, and it's just a great deal.
Sure, it really is. To go over there, and those guys are usually on a 8 or 9 months to a year tour, and they get a chance to see these guys come in and, you know, start cooking hamburgers and pizzas and tacos. You know, man, they're in hog heaven then. You know,
yeah, and you know, and it's great to hear about establishments that are giving military and first responder discounts and that instead of ones that are refusing service and that kind of
You can't bring your dog in here.
Yeah, you know it's I get tired of hearing that part. It's great to hear someone looking out for our first responders and our military. But
looking out for the troops, maybe that's but hey, if it wasn't for the troops, we wouldn't be here to be bitching about it. You know,
that's right. You'd have like a whole different.
Do we like a lot of stuff that's going on? Hell no, I don't like a lot of it. But you know what? We fought for them to have that right.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So we just have to suck it up and move on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We do have a text here from Taxman, which we won't have time to get into before our next break. But when we come back, we will talk about him, a car he's got that he drives occasionally, and how he's trying to take care of it. But we'll have a little advice for him when we get back.
Don't seem like a whole lot after 30 years of driving up and down the interstate. But Charlie's had a good life, and Charlie's got a good wife, and after tonight she'll no longer
long we'll be counting the days. 18 wheels and a dozen roses, 10 more miles on his 4-day run.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll expect a few thunderstorms tonight. Low temperatures will be in the lower 70s at daybreak. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. And the outlook for Wednesday, a few afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, I'm Peter Albrecht, WKRG News 5. A Sunday afternoon boat ride has an Orange Beach man in hot water. That's because the boat wasn't his. Now William Shelton is charged with stealing the boat and boating under the influence. The owner noticed his 36-foot, $350,000 boat named Lotta was making its way out of the Orange Beach Marina. The Coast Guard quickly arrested Shelton. Happening tomorrow, our community remembers the September 11th attacks, now 17 years ago. There's a Catholic Mass for first responders at the Cathedral in downtown. Also, the original Oyster House will provide free lunch to first responders from 11 until 4 at both of their locations on the Causeway and in Gulf Shores. A shooting in Mobile's Maysville neighborhood Monday afternoon. A 17-year-old was hit in the leg as he was shot outside walking down a street. He was not seriously hurt. I'm Peter Albrecht, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I am the car doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, here to talk to you about my friends at SMR Automotive. The owner of SMR Automotive, Jimmy Romanoskis, has been a personal friend of mine for over 35 years. Jimmy has been serving the Gulf Coast for close to 20 years from 623 Holcomb Avenue in Midtown Mobile. SMR Automotive is a full-service repair facility that specializes in late-model electrical and drivability diagnosis. He has the latest equipment and information to correctly diagnose your car the first time. So if you're having problems with your vehicle or just need scheduled maintenance, please call Jimmy at 251-476-6977 or drop by and see him at 623 Holcomb Avenue in Midtown Mobile. That's SMR Automotive, 251-476-6977, and tell him the car doctor sent you.
It's the Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. Have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. Let's see, Taxman, I have an auto that let idle for 5 minutes once a week. Is this sufficient care? He does drive it occasionally. It is better than nothing, okay? But the problem you get into is one thing, if it's a carbureted vehicle, they tend to run way too rich when they're cold. If you don't get them out and go drive them and get everything up to temperature, you can cause some wear here and there. I actually had a friend of mine that had a Camaro. They built a nice little motor for it, and he basically cranked it up every day and drove it out of his shop and parked it in front of the shop. Did it every day this probably went on 7-8 years, you know, and just drove it back in at night. You know, never really went anywhere with it.
Trouble.
By the time he got to where he was going to drive the car, they actually had to build the motor because the cylinders were wore out.
Sure.
It just washed cylinders down and caused too much wear to the cylinder walls. They had to build a new block, complete new motor for it.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Boy, that old board 30 over or sleeve it or whatever. Yeah. But that's one of the things that we found in the engine building was the fact that the carburetors – on our old cars, and that's why we used to get 100,000 miles out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Where now we've got cars, we get 250,000 miles, whatever.
Right.
Because we're controlling the fuel with the fuel injection system,
exactly,
and the O2 sensors and the ignition and all that electronic mm-hmm. ignition. Where it dilutes, you get so much oil down by the rings, it actually dilutes the oil.
Right.
And I've had to rebuild engines mm-hmm. and motors and turn crankshafts because it would actually take a rod bearing out or a main bearing out because mm-hmm. it diluted the oil. And you go to check your oil, it might have a quart or 2 quarts more oil in it than you're supposed to, which in essence is not oil, it's gas.
Right.
Now, to solve that problem, either one or two things. Either don't crank the vehicle up, get you a battery charger, a trickle charger, and charge your battery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't worry about it.
Put a battery maintainer on it.
Right, and then don't crank it.
Yeah.
But if you're going to crank it, you've got to run it long enough that it builds up the temperature in the oil
mm-hmm.
to bake the gas out of the oil.
Right. You know, and like I say, the injected cars are way better on this than the carbureted vehicles. But, you know, you can, and people might think, well, you know, the water temperature come all the way up. Well, you can have, and we do it every week on a race car, you know, we'll have it up and the water temperature will be up 180, 200 degrees, and the oil temperature will still be at about 110.
Right. It hadn't got there yet.
It hadn't got there yet.
Right.
So it takes a long time for the oil temperature to come up and get to a stable temperature. And start doing it some good, you know.
Well, if you recall, when you have these older model vehicles like that, I mean, you mm-hmm. crank them up and let them run a while, then if you had an open crankcase vent on top of the motor, you could see some of the little fumes or, you know, the little bluish vapors and all coming out of it. And mm-hmm. that's what it was doing. It was baking that gas and all out of there, heating that gas up. So that's when they helped put on the positive crankcase ventilation, PCVs. Mm-hmm. systems on these vehicles so that it would pull all of that stuff out of there and pull those fumes out. But the best thing to do, if you know, just crank it when you get ready to go drive it.
Well, and, you know, it's just like with our race cars, you know, people ask me all the time, well, your neighbors don't mind you having a race car. Of course, I don't really have one that's close enough
right.
to me
well,
for it
yeah.
really count. But I was like, no, because half of them don't even know I have a race car.
Right.
You know, because they've never heard it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might crank the car at the house the day we're going to race it. Other times, you know, I may put it in the shop from racing it like we raced Saturday night. It went in the trailer. It'll go in the shop this week. And it's going to sit in the shop.
Right.
And, you know, the battery will get charged. We'll go through all of our prep work and get everything ready to go racing. And we may not fire it again until we get to the racetrack.
Don't need to. Yeah.
There's no reason to.
Don't need to. Yeah.
They're not designed to sit in idle.
But, Taxman, don't worry about it, buddy. I've spoke on numerous occasions at different car shows. And that was one of the number one subjects that we always had.
Yep.
And guys couldn't understand why. They just built their motor, and in 6 or 8 months or a year, they crank it up, like Kevin says. They pull it out and let it sit there and run for 5 minutes, and then they shut it off. Well, all they've done is loaded up the oil. Well, it's my motor's knocking now. What's that?
Yeah.
You know, come on.
Hey, Kevin, they're on that same issue, and Tom, we talked about this a few years ago. I had a neighbor who was out of country for 3 or 4 months at a time, mm-hmm. and she had asked me to come over periodically and just start up the car, not take it anywhere because mm-hmm. it had one of those locks on the steering wheel, but run it. And I'm sure in our listening audience, there's a lot of people that may have a mm-hmm. second vehicle that sits there beside the driveway and nobody ever drives it. Is there any kind of – if you had a car like that, in that situation, how often would you crank it, and how long would you run it, roughly?
You know, I would crank it and let it run and get up to temperature.
Say what, 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
Yeah, it's going to take probably 5 to 10 minutes to get it up to temperature.
Yeah.
The coolant up to temperature. But it doesn't do any good unless you go drive it, because there's too many other things that are going wrong.
While it's in idle.
Your brakes are rusting up, and they're not going to work right when you use them.
Oh
seals and transmission are not going to be
they're
working
drying
right.
Out, let, you know.
They're drying
so
out.
So if you're a little old lady, just take it to church every Sunday morning.
You know, get them out, drive them once in a while. I mean, right. You
that's
know,
what they're built for.
I mean, I've got a collector car myself, and I'm going to get it out, and I'm going to drive it at least once a week. You know, if the weather's really
well, we've
nasty.
We've seen that car. You yeah. need to show that one off.
That's right. You know, and it's I've never understood the whole, you know, have a classic car and or a nice car and don't want to take it out. You know, we have had a Corvette in the shop here. It's 2015 model, I think, in the shop, I don't know, a month or so ago. Had 25 miles on it.
Woo!
The owner had never sat in the car.
What?
And
buy it?
Well,
it's,
I mean,
it's
that,
party.
Yeah, and, I know. And I guess so. Put it up on a shelf.
If you want to look at it, buy you a poster. It's way cheaper. You know,
or, so, or a scaled down model. It's
right.
About a.
Why
foot
was
long.
It in the shop? Because it was having problems.
Well, someone had jumped it off.
Oh
and,
my lord! Okay. Oh.
They jumped it off from the wrong point and blew the. Mega fuse under the hood, so the alternator, they actually jumped it off from the alternator instead of from the battery, and it blew that fuse.
I wonder who taught them that.
That wasn't somebody taught, that's else. Called ignorance.
Yeah. And basically the alternator wasn't charged and thought it killed the alternator, but it was just the main fuse going to it. So it's, you know, get them out and drive them.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what they're made for.
Yeah.
But then, and if you're worried about keeping the battery charged, buy a trickle charger or battery maintainer or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
The little battery maintainers are great. You can put them on there and forget about it.
You can. You they know? Work good.
They work good. They're not going to overcharge the battery. It's
and
just
that goes,
a float charger.
And that goes for like your boat motors or your boat batteries and four-wheel, four-wheeler batteries and stuff like that when you're not using them.
So
right.
What does that do? Put a little charge on it for a while and not do anything for a while and then come along and charge again or something?
Kind of, sort of, but it's actually a smart charger that it's actually checking the voltage and current in the battery, and if it sees it needs to add a little to it, it'll add a little to
yeah,
it.
If it drops it a little voltage,
it kicks
charges
on a
it long
bit.
Enough.
Yeah, that's a little
at
different.
A low amperage, not to hurt anything.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's a little different than a trickle charger.
Well, you know, a trickle charger is basically a 2-amp charger that's going to sit there and charge the whole 2 amps the whole time. You know, and that's you know, you don't need to do that either. You know, that's just not a good thing for it either. But it looks like we got a caller online. Caller, are you with us?
Yes, sir. How are you doing, Dr. Kevin?
Ray, how you doing, buddy?
Rabbit
Ray. I can barely hear you.
Rabbit Ray.
Well, you're not real loud either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, your battery's running out on your phone.
Yeah, step closer to your phone, and we'll be all right.
What's
that? Got to trickle charge that phone.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, Tim over there at on Spring Hill, Duet Barry, over there.
Great guy.
Really nice, and I bought one from him, you know.
Yeah.
The trickle chargers, but I was wondering, have you heard of that ceramic treatment for your paint on your car?
Ceramic? I have not heard of that.
This is ceramic coating, and they apply it to your to the paint on
your
car.
Well, now, wait a minute. How are they going to apply it, Ray?
I heard it's a liquid. They put it over, you know, just rub it on your on the paint.
No.
Yeah, it's more of a wax.
It's a wax.
It's a ceramic-based wax, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it's all good. You know, we sell, you know, paint protectants. It's you know, they're all meant to be reapplied about once a year or so. There's some that last a little longer than that, I guess. But you know, it's a good thing. You know, sealing your paint is never a bad thing. You know, because we get a bunch of acid rain and that.
All of that's good to keep the finish nail on it. But we see a lot of snake oil salesmen, excuse my French, but back in the day, Ray, when Teflon came out, and it came out for in slick 50, and the next thing when they had a Teflon coating that they could put on the paint on your car. And then they had all of this fancy stuff that we put in our skillets and all. But they didn't tell you that to when you actually really apply the original product, you're talking about 1,200 to 1,400 degrees of temperature.
Right.
Wow.
To make that stick. So if it's a ceramic polish, it's a ceramic liquid that may have some ceramic in it and all, but it's not. It don't make it like, it don't make it hard. It's, you know, buy regular polish.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I just was wondering. I was at one of those dealerships, and they had they claimed that it got a ceramic coating on the treatment on the paint on the new car.
On a new car?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, and that's the best time to get something put on is for a sealant to make sure that it's protected from day one. But, you know, most places actually go ahead and do it when they get the vehicle, you know. But it looks like we've come up to our break. But, Ray, I appreciate you calling in. And
thank you.
Keep listening, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. All right. We'll be back.
Bye. I play the role. The highway is our song, and every city is like the same three chords, been helping us along when the story's told, and the crowd is come and gone, shaking off the miles, and trying to make it home. Every exit is a season, every signal is a beat, and the wind it carries me, and it eases up my load. Every day I drag the turns, every candle still burns, and every lesson I have learned brings us closer to the crowd. I'll play the road, and the highway is our song, and every city is like the same three chords, been helping us along when the story's told, and the crowd is done and gone, shaking off the miles and trying to make it home.
If you're looking for piping, two locally owned and operated companies have all the answers: Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast. APS provides construction, landscaping, civil engineering, and sewer system piping, and they pride themselves on providing prompt service and on-time delivery. Their customer service is second to none. APS also specializes in erosion control, soil and water separation, and slope and channeling control products in a variety of materials designed to fit your specific applications. Universal Precast specializes in storm boxes and industrial storm drains and covers. No job is too large or too small. Call David Jones and the professionals at Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast for all your piping needs. Located at 5721 Highway 90 West, Mobile. Call 653-1399. That's 653-1399. Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. Have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106.
I guess nobody has car problems anymore.
They don't.
Well, you know, we took a week off. So
We've been talking about everything else, Charlie.
Yeah, we get to talking and they get to listening and that kind of thing. So that's all right, you know. But since we're going to talk and they're going to listen, I guess we can talk about our sponsors.
There you go. Let's talk about these good sponsors that keep us on the air.
Absolutely. And, well, actually, see there, they don't want us to talk about sponsors. We got a caller calling in. Caller, are you with us?
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, what can I do for you?
This is Betty.
Hey, Betty.
I'm the 86-year-old Newwooder that asked dumb questions. you talk about changing the oil in terms of mileage, and I don't put a lot of miles on the car.
Yep.
Is there a rule to go by, and how long, when to change the oil in terms of time?
At least once a year. If you don't drive 3,000 to 5,000 miles a year, get it done at least once a year. And honestly, if you're only driving that few miles, I would, if I didn't have the oil changed at least every 6 months, I would at least bring it in and get them to check the fluid levels and the tire pressures and that kind of thing at least every 6 months, and have your oil changed at least once a year.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate you listening.
And before you go, there's no such thing as a dumb question.
There is. It's the one that didn't get asked.
Well, no, it's the ones I ask.
Well, yeah, besides those.
Okay.
But, thank you.
Thank you. But, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, you don't know if you don't ask.
Right.
So, you know, that's what we're here for.
Well, somebody else has been handling that for her, I'm sure, and now she's, you know, responsible for having to do it for herself, so she needs to know.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And that's what we're here for, to answer these kind of questions. But, you know, back to our sponsors a little bit. UJ Chevrolet, we got, of course, the 19s are coming out. We've got some of the trucks showing up in a little bit here and there. We've got some of our new 19 cars are rolling in, and the Equinoxes, that kind of thing, the Traverses.
Awesome.
It's, you know, We're getting overrun by cars again. Our inventory gotten a little thin there for a little while, but that's a good thing because we were selling cars. But
Kevin, I know you want to sell the 19s, but if you're looking for bargains, now's the time to look at 18s and maybe even some 17s.
Well,
I've got any 17s.
I think there's a 17 that we had
there
to get through some dealer trading stuff to get some of the vehicles we really wanted. So I think there's one or two of those laying around the lot.
Oh, my goodness, really?
They
move those 18s out of the way for sure.
Yeah, and they'll make you a heck of a deal on it. If you can find a 17 on a lot, I promise you they'll make a heck of a deal on it.
Well, even the 18s, though, they're new cars, so you're going to get all the new deals or the new warranties and everything.
Well, they're still, you know, honestly, they're still building 18s.
Right.
You know, so the 18s are still brand new. They're being built fresh at this point.
Right.
You know, pretty much all the 18s we got on a lot are recent arrivals. So it's we don't have a whole lot of old stuff that's been sitting around. We move some vehicles to there for sure. You know, so there's we've got as many 18s showing up now as we do 19s at this point. So it's they're still moving both of them, but they got a heck of a rebate on the 19 trucks. I mean, 18 trucks for sure. So it's not a bad time to get into an 18.
Sure,
for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to talk about our friends at Alabama Pipe and Supply.
Yeah, David Jones.
David Jones out there. Yeah. Known him for many years. Great guy.
Super guy.
Want to appreciate tell him how much we appreciate him sponsoring the show. He has been for many years.
Yes,
and proud to have him on board with us. Absolutely.
And if you know people are in construction business and are fixing sites for new businesses and what have you, he has all the pipes and actually has his own concrete plant and all there now, and produces all of the concrete and culverts and all of the components that go with all of that. So if you're a contractor and you need some help furnishing some supplies and stuff, he's got it.
Yep, and I'm sure everybody sees the dirt barriers on around these work sites to keep the sediment control around. You see Alabama Pipe and Supply on those all the time,
yeah.
And doing well out there. And I definitely appreciate him, but got a heck of a thing going on out there for sure. Atmore Dragway, they're always putting on a good show. Every weekend, something's going on. Even if it's just the cash day, the cash grudge race and stuff on Sunday. My buddy Jimmy at SMR Automotive, known Jimmy for 35 plus years or
does a good job and has all the electronic technical equipment that you need to check just about any type of vehicle.
Yep, and you can work on any of the old stuff to the new stuff. So it's a good place to get your car worked on for sure. Matter of fact, our diesel tow vehicle is sitting over there right now because I just don't have time to work on it. So we're going to let him work on it.
Were you supposed to have said that?
What's that?
I thought maybe that was a secret or something.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's if there's anybody that's got more to do than he can do, it's the car doctor.
I had one of our friends, Scotty, asked me if I did any side work. I said I don't have time to do my own stuff, much less someone else's.
Right, side work. Yeah, what's that?
I got more projects going on than I know what to do with, and trying to keep race cars up and going and building and that kind of thing, and my toys, my wife's toys, and that. So it's enough going on.
Next month we're going to get an extra week in the month.
Mm-hmm.
And an hour in the day, so you'll have time for all that.
We'll see. That might help.
That way you'll have time for all that.
I laid on my side and took a nap. Does that count?
Hey, it's always good. Always good.
And, man, we really appreciated Pete calling in tonight from Ed Seafood Shed and talking with us there, one of the mess lords.
What a great guy.
Yep. And his partner there, Nick. We'll be hearing from Nick here in the next week or so it'll be some exciting times, and get some good information from them about all the things that's so great going on over there. And hey, all the first responders and our veterans, go to Ed's and tell them that what the part of that you play, what kind of responder you were, what kind of branch of service you was in, and get your discount. They're going to recognize you, and they're glad to have you.
Yep, and take care of the people that do take care of us,
right?
You know,
amen.
And the first responders and the military people, that's what they do. Their whole sole purpose is
it's a lot of people don't realize that we lost over 2.5 million vets since this country got started in 1775, and then we also have had somewhere close to 3 million veterans that have been wounded.
Right.
And right now, today, the VA takes care of over, 6 million.
Yeah.
6 million vets that the VA is taking care of right now.
Yep. And that's gotten a lot better over the last couple of years.
It really has. Wilkie's going to do a better job up there.
Oh, yeah. And we do have a question here from Rapid Ray's daughter. Can you change from a timing belt to a timing chain?
We wished.
I wish you could, but you can't.
Yeah.
It's an external belt. You got to be able to oil the chain, and it just wouldn't work out. Nope. So, unfortunately, if you got one that's built with a belt, you're stuck with a belt.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
So. It's built it's got a belt on it. It's probably external. It doesn't run in the oil.
Right.
Where
a
timing chain is going to run inside of the motor to some extent, where it's got a full flow of oil and lubrication on it at all times.
Yep. But we talked earlier about our podcast. If you want to listen to the show sometime, FMTalk1065.com. Go to podcast at the top of the screen, and you can listen to it whenever you like.
Amen.
I want to thank everybody for listening. We'll be back.
Hoorah!
There's no one there beside me till I hold you once again. Thank God for the radio. When I'm on the road, when I'm far from home.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team. You're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036.